Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We had some exciting news come out on Friday. The Emory High School baseball program has a new manager. Chase Julian is going to take over the program. The vacancy was created when former manager Rob Smith accepted the job at Carbon High School last month. So now a new era of Emory High School baseball about to get underway. Coach Julian also doing some work with the women's basketball team at Emory High School. We'll talk about that and more. He's actually joining us over the phone right now. Coach, it's great to get you on today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. I'm looking forward to the conversations in the future to get things rolling. That's exciting. New manager at Emory High School. I know that this is an athletics department that you're well familiar with, and this is a baseball program that over the last 10, 12 years has actually had a lot of success, so I'm sure there's plenty of excitement on your end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like to. Rob did a good job building the success, and I just like to build even more off it and keep going with it.
When the job came open, Coach, what was it about it that for you said, okay, this is the right spot for me? I know that you've been an assistant, be it baseball, basketball, but what was it about this particular time of this opening that made you think this is the right fit?
Emory sports programs have been great since I've been in high school, and they're a good program. They got good people there. I'm really excited to work with them. I love baseball. I played at Carbon, and I loved it there. I played at CU, and I just love coaching it. These kids over here that I've got to know over the years, they're good kids, and I'm just really excited to have an opportunity to work with them.
You know, the first time I ever met you, it was on a baseball field, and as long as I've known you, the one thing that's always stood out to me is you're a competitor. And when I was talking to someone about this hire the other day, I said, with Chase, they got a guy that hates losing, I think, more than he likes winning. Is that a fair statement? Is that accurate?
I think that would be a very fair statement. I hate losing. Not that I'm a sore loser, but I hate losing. I'm very competitive, and I love to win.
Yeah, perfect mold for a head coaching job. So let's talk about your playing days. We go back to Carbon High School. You graduate in 2006. As you mentioned, you got to play a year at CEU as well. So if we go back to your playing days, how did that help prepare you for coaching, I guess, today now as an adult?
Every aspect of playing, I played Legion ball for Jeff, and I think Jeff is Cincinnati's is one of the best baseball coaches I've ever had the chance to be around. And he doesn't only train you for just baseball; it's for everyday anything and everyday aspect. He's a good coach. The roles that I was taught playing baseball lead to an everyday lifestyle. It's the discipline that we have, and I think going forward, the coaching, the discipline, the scheduling, the everything, it's just, it all coordinates and plays a big role in each aspect.
You know, when we talk about your coaching at Emory High School and Jeff Cincinnati, I know you were his assistant when he was there as the basketball coach, and then last year you had a stint as an assistant at Canyon View. You're also joining the girls basketball program at Emory as the JV coach and an assistant to Coach John Famalo. So, you know, as you talk about these aspects and the elements of Emory High School, even though you're from Carbon, you're well-versed at Emory. I mean, it seems like you know the mindset, you know the attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's I've got to work with, like you said, Jeff, and I think Jeff's a great guy and a great baseball coach and taught me a lot. And now being over here at Emory and knowing the kids and working with John, I haven't worked a lot with him, but the little I have worked with John, he's a great guy, and he's a competitor too. And that's just over here at Emory and finding that competitive nature, I love it. I love the competitive fight. I like you said, I hate to lose. So
yeah. Coach, when you look at the roster, I'm sure this is something you've looked at. I mean, you do have some talent coming back on this baseball team. I know it's a very competitive region. We'll see what the next year's region is going to look like here in the coming weeks. But nonetheless, I mean, you do have some talent. I look at this roster. I like it quite a bit. You got a couple of centerpieces as well. What stands out to you about your baseball, your projected baseball roster, I should say?
The one thing that stood out to me is we've got a lot of young talent, and we still have some. There's some older classmen that'll be seniors, and to piece in with the younger classmen, I think it's a good combination. You got that skill set that they've been there, they've had a few years under their belt, and they can kind of train the younger guys coming up. I think all around, I think there's a good future. It's bright for Emory as far as baseball.
Again, our guest right now is Chase Julian. He's the new manager of the Emory High School baseball team. This was an announcement from Principal Steve Gordon on Friday. Chase, what are some of the things you want to implement here as far as maybe the offseason is concerned? The winter months as far as open gyms. I know at Emory High School, beautiful new facilities. That's got to help a ton. I'm sure that helps with enthusiasm. What are some of the things you're hoping to put in place?
Just kind of looking towards the youth and the younger generation. I'd like to get them a little more excited about it, and like you said, Emory High has got an immaculate facility now, and getting going and getting these younger kids going and getting them excited about baseball. I think coming from Carbon, one thing from a youth standpoint, that's they get you excited at a very young age, and I'd like to try to implement that over here at Emory.
How important is it for you to be involved with those youth programs? All over the state, when I talk to coaches, they always mention feeder programs. And I'm sure now that you're in charge of this high school program, that's something you've thought of.
Yeah, I think it's impeccable to get the youth involved in everything, because that's your future. If you can build a program, it starts from the ground up, and that's where you got to start. Start with the kids that are coming in as underclassmen, freshmen, but even before then, get them excited about playing baseball and playing ball at Emory High. And I think not only with the facility that they have, but I think with a few other things, we can get them a little bit better prepared for it.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the kids yet as far as open gyms are concerned or anything in that regard?
I have not yet. I have. I talked to Steve, and I met with Principal Gordon, and Jake Atwood, the AD, and I'm probably going to meet with the kids next week.
At that point in time, I mean, you have basketball that's popping up as well, and so it's a full-time gig now, right? I mean, between work every day, and then you talk about the baseball, the basketball program, your schedule's pretty loaded, I would say, to say the least.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be busy and hectic, but I'm excited to get going with it.
If you wanted to get the kids or the community familiar with you, what would you say is the most important aspect of an Emory team? If we talk, I guess, in the form of an identity, the identity that you want your team to kind of take on moving forward, to kind of get to know you, what would that be?
I want my group of kids to be a respectful, competitive bunch of kids. I want to compete, and I want them to go out and compete every game and every second of every inning. And I want to be a competitively respectful, I guess.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. No, that makes perfect sense. And the idea of winning, right? I mean, I know that's always important to install into these kids. You want to win every single time you take the field.
Yeah, and you want to win, and I mean, I love winning, and if we do lose, then we've got to take and move on and learn from what we've done in the past. So if we do lose, then we got to have that competitive fight that we're not going to lose again. I want to instill that in the kids and make sure that if we do lose, we learn lessons from it.
Yeah. Coach, have you had an opportunity to at least explore what your staff may look like? Is that something you've had a chance to work with yet?
I have thought of a few. I haven't got fully in depth with it yet, but I have thought of a few coaches that I like to get with, and I haven't even met with them yet, but I will be meeting this week with them and hopefully getting going.
That's awesome. Well, Coach, I am definitely looking forward to the baseball season, which I know will be here before we know it. During basketball, I'm sure we'll be talking about some of the things that you're trying to implement. Congratulations. I think it's a great day for Emory High School, and I'm excited to talk with you in the future, so I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, that's new Emory High School baseball coach Chase Julian taking out the time to join us today. Getting familiar for what is up and coming within the program. I'm excited for it. Winter sports is here, but we're not even done with fall yet and already excited for spring. We'll talk more Emory High School athletics a little bit later on this week. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports straight ahead. Very busy day in the NFL. Trade deadline has come and gone. Couple of winners. I don't know if you could really use the word losers, but there have been some teams that maybe were a little bit more quiet. We'll talk about that and more coming up when we return at Drive Time Sports, and we are live from the Sutherland Studios.